Patients can benefit from reliving their trauma only if they are not overwhelmed by it. A good example is a study of Vietnam veterans conducted in the early 1990s by my colleague Roger Pittman. I visited Roger's lab every week during that time, since we were conducting the study of brain opioids and PTSD that I discussed in Chapter 2. Roger would show me the videotapes of his treatment sessions, and we would discuss what we observed. He and his colleagues pushed the veterans to talk repeatedly about every detail of their experiences in Vietnam. But the investigators had to stop the study because many patients became panicked by their flashbacks, and the dread often persisted after the sessions. Some never returned, while many of those who stayed with the study became more depressed, violent, and fearful. Some coped with their increased symptoms by increasing their alcohol consumption, which led to further violence and humiliation, as some of their families called the police to take them to a hospital. Desensitization. Over the past two decades, the prevailing treatment taught to psychology students has been some form of systematic desensitization, helping patients become less reactive to certain emotions and sensations. But is this the correct goal? Maybe the issue is not desensitization, but integration, putting the traumatic event into its proper place in the overall arc of one's life. Desensitization makes me think of the small boy, he must have been about 5, I saw in front of my house recently. His hulking father was yelling at him at the top of his voice as the boy rode his tricycle down the street. The kid was unfazed, while my heart was racing and I felt an impulse to deck the guy. How much brutality had it taken to numb a child this young to his father's brutality? His indifference to his father's yelling must have been the result of prolonged exposure, but I wondered, at what price? Yes, we can take drugs that blunt our emotions, or we can learn to desensitize ourselves. As medical students, we learned to stay analytical when we had to treat children with third-degree burns. But as the neuroscientist Jean Dicetti at the University of Chicago has shown, desensitization to our own or to other people's pain tends to lead to an overall blunting of emotional sensitivity. A 2010 report on 49,425 veterans with newly diagnosed PTSD from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars who sought care from the VA showed that fewer than 1 out of 10 actually completed the recommended treatment. As in Pittman's Vietnam veterans, exposure treatment, as currently practiced, rarely works for them. We can only process horrendous experiences if they don't overwhelm us, and that means that other approaches are necessary.